to a new episode of Brainstorm Bookcast. We are doing something slightly different this time. We are starting a new mini-series, which will be whatever episode number it is, 0.1. So this is
3.1.
Yeah, because of our last episode, which is still in the editing process, half of it anyway.
Well, the first half, which I've named 3, and then in brackets 1 of 2, is already published, and I'm just still editing and editing and editing part 2 of it. And so I've decided we're not going to do anything more than 1 hour in the future. So you can be happy about that fact.
So basically what point 1 will be about is we'll be talking about new book releases.
Or if there's any casting information for things like Hunger Games.
Yes, we will be getting onto that a bit later.
Once they release Finnick, possibly.
Yes. Oh. And then basically what we are reading and our thoughts on the story so far. So we have
a long list, which they all look amazing.
They do. The covers are brilliant. They're new YA book releases, which the list came out yesterday, so they're very, very up-to-date, very new. Right, so do you want to get on with this one?
Okay. Such a Rush by Jennifer Eccles, which is MTV Books, which... Yes, anyway, I'll move on. A sexy and poignant romantic tale of a young daredevil pilot caught between two brothers. High school senior Leah Jones loves nothing more than flying. While she's in the air, it's easy to forget life with her absentee mother and at the low-rent end of a South Carolina beach town, when her flight instructor, Mr. Hall, hires her to fly for his banner advertising business. She sees it as her ticket out of the trailer park. And when he dies suddenly, she's afraid her flying career is gone forever. But Mr. Hall's teenage sons, golden boy Alec and adrenaline junkie Grayson, are determined to keep the banner planes flying. Though Leah has crushed on Grayson for years, she's leery of getting involved in what now seems like a doomed business, until Grayson betrays her by digging up her most damning secret. Holding it over her head, he forces her to fly for secret reasons of his own, reasons involving Alec. Now Leah finds herself drawn into the battle between brothers, and the consequences could be deadly.
Okay.
This is really different.
It is. I know it's the typical fighting between brothers,
but it's different. It's about planes.
I think it's quite
And
cool.
She is not your swoon girl.
No.
She's more of your feisty girl, hopefully.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fingers crossed. Hope she's more like a Katniss. Right.
Okay. So, any more thoughts? Should we talk about the cover?
Yeah.
That could be a point we could do.
Yeah, the covers.
We picked the three that we've picked because we like the covers.
We haven't read the summaries yet.
So, the other ones on the list could be good. And I'll mention what the link is afterwards. I'll put it in the show
Yeah,
notes.
Okay.
Okay, so the cover of this book, it's of a girl with half her hair blowing over her face, like as if it's being lifted up in one of the anti-gravity things.
Yeah, very cool.
In a white dress, and you can't really see most of her face, her eyes are covered.
Yeah, it's a profile sort of picture, side view. Okay.
And it looks very cool, I like the font.
Yeah.
It's swirly whilst not being over the top.
Alright.
Okay, so I'll go down to the next book, and this is yours, Abby, so...
So, Seraphina by Rachel Hartman, publisher Random House. 4 decades of peace have done little to ease the mistrust between humans and dragons in the kingdom of Gorod. Folding themselves into human shapes, dragons attend courts as ambassadors and lend their rational, mathematical minds to universities as scholars and teachers. As the treaty's anniversary draw near, however, tensions are high. Seraphina, oh my god,
Dombe.
The name has reason to fear both sides. An unusually gifted musician, she joins the court just as a member of the royal family is murdered. In suspiciously draconian fashion, Seraphina is drawn into the investigation, partnering with the captain of the Queen's Guard, the dangerously perceptive Prince Lucien Tiggs. While they begin to uncover hints of a sinister plot to destroy the peace, Seraphina struggles to protect her own secret, the secret behind her musical gift, one so terrible that its discovery can mean her very life. In her exquisitely written fantasy debut, Rachel Hartman creates a rich, complex and utterly original world. Seraphina's torturous journey to self-acceptance is one readers will remember long after they turn the final page.
This looks really good.
It does.
It's very much Abby's sort of thing. Fantasy, dragons.
Yeah, I like that sort of book.
And this actually doesn't sound like your typical, no offence, but your typical, like, Game of Thrones thing.
Shut up. Game of Thrones is amazing, but no, this looks cool.
But this is, it could be sort of mythical and what sort of thing that most people are into.
Yeah.
Like paranormal sort of thing. I hate to stereotype.
No, I don't think it'll be paranormal.
But the whole dragons holding into human shape.
It's more mythical.
Sounds very cool.
It does. Very
and
cool.
She sounds very cool as well. There doesn't seem to be any romance. High five!
Oh, that was
a high five, by the way. It wasn't a slap. That was a whoop, no romance!
Yay!
We like some romance, but it's very, very overdone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it looks really good. Looks cool. And for a debut, that's a really cool cover.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn to talk about the cover.
I love the cover. It's very...
it's an illustration.
Yeah. Very old-fashioned buildings. Kind of like
Oxford
Tudor. I think it's kind of like Tudor.
Yeah, with the
London
wooden beamed houses.
Yeah. We've got the dragon.
You got Big Ben.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Big Ben and then...
Hazard's Apartment. Yeah.
So that's what it looks like, and I think that's pretty cool.
And it's all shaded sky, so you can see the clouds. And there's like a nice dragon above some gold font saying Seraphine.
It is very nice.
Very nice. Sort of thing you wouldn't mind having in hardback.
No.
Thing you would stroke.
Fuck. Okay.
Okay, this is my turn now again, because I've picked this book. Never Enough by Denise Jaden, which is a Simon Pulse book. Simon Pulse for the win. From the author of Losing Faith, a novel about two sisters and an eating disorder that threatens to destroy their family. Luanne's always wanted to be popular and pretty like her sister Claire. So when Claire's ex-boyfriend starts flirting with her, Luanne is willing to do whatever it takes to feel special, even if that means betraying her sister. But as Luanne slips inside Claire's world, she discovers that everything is not as it seems. Claire's quest for perfection is all-consuming, and it comes at a dangerous price. As Claire increasingly withdraws from friends and family, Luanne struggles to understand her and to make amends. Can she heal their relationship and her sister before it's too late?
Okay, I'm quite interested in this. It seems a very normal book. Something that you could experience in real life.
Yeah, it's about eating disorder by the sounds of it.
It is. I reckon it's the sister who gets
from sister.
Where it says, and her sister, if she can heal her or not.
Because it says, like, as Claire increasingly withdraws from friends and family, which often happens when you're insecure.
I hope this is one of those books that have a, like, message to the readers. Yeah, why?
It sounds really good.
Yeah.
I am definitely liking this.
I like these books. Very simplistic,
so
but it's so nice.
This girl with chest-length blonde, like, brown hair, rather.
Yeah.
And the background is, it's like a picture of really pale sky with... green branches around the edge, but it's been really upped the lightness so that you can't really see the branches.
It's very nice. You can just see the green leaves coming down.
Very, very faintly. And it has Never Enough in big blue capital font.
Very nice.
It's very nice.
And I do
Simon
like
Pulse
that.
Is a really good publisher. It's Simon and Schuster.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And have I told you about the Once Upon a Time series?
Yes.
They're
I think we mentioned that on the last
podcast. They are the ones who did. Like Simon Pulse are the ones who did it.
Ah, okay.
So I'm loving Simon Pulse at the moment.
Yeah. So let's talk about what books we're reading at the moment.
Okay.
I've got five on the go, so...
Five?
I have.
That's why you're not reading quick enough.
Basically,
I've lent Abby a book and she's not reading very quick.
Actually, you've lent me two books and I've got two off of my history teacher. Yes, very, very nice teacher.
At history_8HS.
Not that she needs any more followers, she's already overtaken us.
But we still love her.
Yes, amazing teacher. Awesome meeting tomorrow. World domination.
With books.
Yay! It's basically her idea that we started doing a mini-series.
Because to make everyone love us more.
Yes,
because
to raise awareness of us.
Listening to us for an hour is not probably people's best idea of a good time.
No.
But
anyway,
if you like books, an hour is good, but if you're sort of okay into books, but you're not too in-depth, then probably the 15 minutes are on.
We do have some new projects underway that you may be interested in, maybe not, but we'll go into that when we've got
it all set up. Giveaways?
Yes.
Okay, basically, I'm going to be starting giveaways for the blog this summer. Can I hear a cheer?
Woo!
Giveaways, and I will get the two books that I've been offered by the lovely Louisa Plager. She's offered me two lovely books, and they look very cool, and so I'll be offering them the other way.
Yeah, this is basically...
I also have, if you're listening to Prudence, of the Library Mouse blog, I should be having a copy of Dreamless by Josephine Angelini, which is the sequel to Starcrossed. I've got an extra copy of that, so I might be able to put it up, as long as my mum lets me paper postage.
Yes.
So, if you enter the competitions that should be happening this summer... then it's going to be very cool. And I'll just get the list up of the books that Louise has offered me.
Yeah, so basically this summer is our Book World Domination Summer.
So those of you who don't already know.
Yeah, you will be seeing a lot of us on the blog. I'm starting a new section, which is mini discussions.
Which will need a lot of people to contribute.
Will need people to contribute to that. But I've already spoken about the Marvelnet fanfiction beta forum, sorry. I do a lot of discussion on there about different fanfics.
And she is going to bring it to the blog.
I will, because I love doing discussions.
I've got two books now. In case you're interested, Ultraviolet by R.J. Anderson and Angel by L.A. Weatherly from the lovely Louisa Plaja of Chicklish blog.
Okay. If you want a review, they are on the Chicklish blog. And we will be setting that up soon.
I'll give you the link for the list of books that we've been doing today.
Yeah.
It's ibbookblogging.net.
Okay, and then you'll just
find a
list. And then
you'll just find all the list of everything. It's a really cool blog. I haven't seen it before. I just Google search and it was here. But it looks very, very cool.
I think that definitely gets a follow from us.
Yeah, I'll just follow that.
Just fit in what we're reading.
You talk about what you're reading.
Okay, so what am I reading? Well, I'm mainly reading Cinder, which Georgina lent me.
Yes,
very good book. Very annoyed because some people put it on a wet table tennis table. Not happy at them. So it's a bit frayed around the edges. I apologise. I'm so sorry. They stole it out of my bag. I did not give it to them.
I know. Evil people. I know.
Mean people. Don't have same respect for books as we do. I was very confused to begin with. I was kind of like, didn't know what to make of it. But now I'm starting to get into it. Quite interesting at the moment. I'm around halfway through, so it's gradually picking up pace, I find. I'd love to know why some of the stuff that's happened, some of the big themes have happened. I'd like to know more about characters as well. For those of you who listened to the podcast and read my review on Ash, I'm so happy I actually got a couple of comments on there. I've got the prequel to that, which I've just started, which is set a couple of centuries before, but in the same world. And then I'm just rereading Forbidden Game, and...
How to Keep a Boy as a Pet by Diane Messidoro.
Yeah, so they're basically
very
all I'm reading.
Very cool book. See, the cover is amazing.
As you can see, I've got a lot of fantasy ones in there, and then a normal one. Chick lit. Fantasy chick lit. That's my style. I don't really care what I read.
I read anything teen.
Basically. I just read anything. I don't care what...
I just finished The Gathering by Kelly Armstrong.
I wanted to read that.
I'm going to request the sequel for that, because I love it. And I read before that... No, I read after that. Wake, Lisa McMahon.
Oh, yes. We're doing an English project on To Kill a Mockingbird. Keep wanting to call it To Kill a Mockingjay, but that's Hunger Games for you.
I tweeted saying To Kill a Mockingjay, and I was like, oh god, I'm so rubbish.
Yeah, right, To Kill a Mockingbird. Quite an interesting... yes, I want to read that one as well. Why do you get all the good books?
I really want it from the library. A Gathering Dark by Leigh Bardugo. Okay, I'll be talking. The big project we've got coming up is, you might be interested in it, it's to do with our school.
Oh, yeah.
Which basically reveals our location.
It's very unsafe.
AHS. And basically I've been asked by the English department, and Abby's been logged in, to make a blog.
Really much choice in this.
Blog for the English department. And we're going to be getting all the cluster schools in on it as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to be having kids from our school, kids from all the primary schools, and it's going to be very, very cool.
So basically what we're doing is we're setting up book recommendations for primary school children, which I will be in charge of as I have to find books for my little sister, and then high school kids.
Also be having a section where kids can post reviews.
Yeah.
So other kids can read other kids' reviews.
Yeah, we've already had a couple of people in our year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a really cool project and will look very good on our CVs.
It will. See, we're very focused on our CVs at the moment.
Yeah. So, I think we'll be wrapping it up now because I've got to edit a few bits out.
Yeah.
So, without further ado,
goodbye and we will see you
very, very soon.
Yeah, our next
hopefully.
Feature, our next hour-long podcast is
Might be this weekend, might be next weekend.
Yeah, we will do these in between our hour long.
So you'll never be without a podcast.
Woohoo!
Because I know what it feels like.
Yes, you have to put up with
us
every time.
And I am talking to you, Glee Chat, Potterpensive, Mugglecast, Pottercast, what else? Hunger Games Chat,
Game
I am
of
talking
Bones.
To you! We need more podcasts.
Yes, we do.
Whether it's a 15 minutes cast with the main person, I don't care. I need podcasts.
Okay, so
without further ado,
woohoo!
Goodbye!
Bye-bye!